Shir Nun in Masechet Shabbos by the Rosh Hashanah, Zayin Iyar Hitavshimem Ches, April 24th, 1988,
on Sunday. So, I want to continue discussing that in connection with the Gemara that Gachas or Matras you allow it to be Mechabi. Because they're Mechabi, not Gachas or Leitz. Shmuel says, why? Because Shmuel holds like he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rosh and Tzurubuf of Yisrael. So, by Gachle Shalit, it involves in the Rosh and the Reises, so there is no heter of Niske Rabbi. Mashiach in Gachle Shalmatzches, it does not involve in the Rosh and the Reises. It does not involve in the Rosh and the Reises. Okay, so maybe I have
the difference is that Gachle Shalit has a flame. There's a flame, so you're able to see it.
But Gachos Shalmatzes was not involved in Rosh Hashanah, only in Yisrael Rabbon. So merely the Mokim Ezek V'Rabim, the Chachom Yomar. Now, why is it only the Rabbon of Gachos Shalmatzes, so that is what the one that Allah says, because even according to the Jew that Rosh Hashanah is higher, so it's higher even in words, and even here it was his Pechon. But it has to be capable of being Pechon. Mashim cannot face so in the male there is no use of keeping the eyes. So from Rashi it appears that only the Gabi Kippur there we say that there is no work that I said by Nazareth. But the Gabi Abore, the child, I mean, Nazareth Pechom is the Svore in Kippur, it's not the Svore in Abore. Mashiach in the Rambam Shittu is that even by a brother there is no Isa HaGorah Midaraisa by Matras, except if it is Utsari. So then it's a total matter. We explain it, what's the substitute of Utsari, because AIDS, there is a shin in the heart, a visible shin in the heart. You burn wood, so it immediately turns into ashes. You burn cloth, paper, anything that is combustible, so it immediately turns into ashes. It's this mashinki matres. So al pidin, it's like hasner beir beish vasner nemuk. I say al pidin because it's not mamish. Hasner beir beish vasner.
It will melt.
Yeah, it will be oxidized eventually. But Alpidim, it's not considered oxidized, the slow process of oxidation. So maybe in the case where Hasne Be'er Be'ish Vasne Menuukal, if it's in that Pchine, Alpidim, so then there is no Yisra Abolam Deraisa. Then there's one second. And there's the Shita of the Arim also, even though the Gital says that the Arim Shita is not like the Rambabora. Anyway. But one thing appears certain from this Gemara, that vis-a-vis kibbutz or by matres there is no isa kibbutz reis. Mashein king, the Alochas Deiles, he says that there is no distinction between gachla shaleitz and gachla shalmatres. So according to Rav Yehuda, the Rosh is fully kufa. It's higher, even by gachla shalmatres is higher. So why does Shmuel make a distinction between Gachla Shalitz and Gachla Shalmatzes, because Gachla Shalitz, if it's burning hot, so then it has a red glow. And if it has a glow, so it won't see it. So there is no Shashakon. Not Shashakon. But in Mashinki, Gachla Shalmatzes, it might be burning hot, and when a person steps on it, so there, he might have to show him the paper to, but it has no glow. So, some melee there is Pekachmish. So the question is, but the Gemara doesn't say Pekachmish. The Gemara says, as Ike the Rabbi, it is Pekachmish. So we don't have to resort to Rabbi, you have to go to Pekachmish. So, the Rashba explains it. If he didn't think, but if he, the Rabbi wouldn't be exposed to that to get Hakole. So then there are ways of preventing stepping on it. If it's not a Rishus HaRabim, let's say if it's a private place.
To back off the road.
So you put up someone and he announces and he warns everybody, please don't step on it, it's burning up. But Mirabim, so even if you do warn, there might be someone who will not hear it in Mirabim. So Mimele is forgotten. That's what, this is how the Rashbo explained the Bach. But let's see the Lashon of the Rashbo. But it's not only the Bach, it's Rabbi Goyer, it's Rabbi Hananel. But before we look into Rabbi Hananel, we have to see the Bach. Let's go over the whole Rashi. Even though he mentions other things, but it's not good to start in the middle. Gachle shal matras avoy shal eitz, v'asikne b'mlocha shim tzuchu l'gufo sovo et kabjuri. V'hai nischadim liobim, elu shim locha shim tzuchu l'gufo. V'im teina ayim kein afil gachle shal matras l'itzer, for pirish rashi zal, v'ibahim yishayach kibu d'ra yisrael l'rabot. ואיך הדיקריס כדי רבי הוא מריגוז רשפוס ואם תיבקים נשמו את רבי יהודה אמרו נשמייצה לי הקטה גח לשמת חז איך המחווה פר מוצרה so true there is no איסה קיבו בדרייס במת חז בציר ושדו לא ידעקו רוח לא יקינו את רבי יהודה אלו משמדוס אל גח לשלית ובואו דום את רבי יהודה אבל מהי דישורת wir mit Gachel schon Matres, wir mit Chayes, mit Zeru, wir wollen nicht Rabbi. So, im Nachnamen, die Gemara says in Tiro, dass er kommt Rabbi, so, if it's Zidia, in Shio Zeru, so then it is also, even to pour in Komai in Rubi. Why? Because, true, there won't be any problem with Bishol, but there will be a problem with Zeru. Only a comment Rabbi, but a comment of Shimon, So the washing is having his mutter, so we're not concerned about the problem of tzil. So Meile says, Rabbi Yude, the alcohol is not Rabbi Yude, the alcohol is not Rabbi Yude, the alcohol is in other words, Shmuel only passes like Rabbi Yude in regard to the shayle of Mlochashen Tzrich Leguf. But in regard to the other shayle, Dovashim Mishravei, Shmuel doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mele, according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda himself, it's also to be Mishravei, even if Gachles shall matres. Not because of the Yisra Tivu Midaraisa, but because of the Yisra Tivu, of Makibu Pati. But Shmuel passed things like Rabbi Yehuda in the shayle, of the Rokashim Tzrich Al-Gufo, not in the Shaila of Dorshim Yitzchave, he passes like a Pshime, and so Meir Yitzmut. Uvo Udo Amat Rav Yudah, Almai Yishol Yom Yitzgach Lashon Atches, Lechayish Letzir Udo Yitzgach Rav Yudah, Lech Rav Pshime, Uvo Dorshim Yitzchavnu, Uvo Dorshim Yitzchavnu Rav Pshime Sfirole, Vinam Yitzir Uf Rav Yudah Mil Rabolomi, Vigozum Rabolomi Shum Yitzken, Ala Teretzimis, the tziruf is only osam rabban. So mele b'mokim to the rabbi, we don't ask. So what do you mean we don't? When we go to the rabban, to mishumiske, kliamdu mitzachasyume perikom amre, avol hoche tzirufu, v'shemo kol tziruf koma, v'afilu tziruf dikeu. So, in other words, it's even because tezves yume says that perhaps Rashi is only saying the tziruf is mirabon in Yume because there it wasn't a finished tale. was just a piece of matter, Ashishish and Barza, but the finished Taylor then Tzirup is the Reise. So that's why he says, maybe we can say that in all the Kaelin, so Tzirup is only the Rabbon. But how could we say that no Kaelin Tzirup is only the Rabbon? We have Reise from the Nore, that Tzirup is in Loche the Reise. The answer is, because in this case, where... All right, so he says, all right, he doesn't answer that kasha. Vishema called Tzirup Koma, but feel Tzirup Kaelin. But then there is a kasha from certain memories, it appears, it's not a price. Being ten a hecha maskin hoche, in shmur of the lochish and tzvur the gufa tzavidus yore, ve a fil mokim a zeichel isharim loche the reise, vo ma shmur el kol ptura the shabbos pot rabo oser, bar mahanet lat, ve chode minay esi des nochosh, va yin ke rav shimini, vo chod amun pher tshmur shvotzi, ha gmora hatzorin shol yitzirach poter, ike imasra ho, hatzot mochit vishabes, man tano om rav yunom arav rav shimini, dem lochish and tzvur gufa poter leo, So that kasha is raised by tasteless in Shabbos that Gimel, because Gimel in Shabbos that Kuf Zayin says, Omar Abiyud Omar Rav, Hatzot Nochosh, the Mishnah says, Hatzot Nochosh, so, in Shalei Kibay Shalei Yimishach, so is Potter. So is Potter. So, now let's see Rosh Hashanah. One second, please, I'm discussing with Gimel, why do you interrupt me? I'm discussing it. Zion and Bay, Hatzod and Sirachai, Man Tzod and Man Tane, Omar Abdul and Marad Rav Shimon, Loban Rochim Tzchul Guva Kotral, Ike di Maas Laho, Hamadis Mose di Shabbos, Ilu Asis Lopechai, Umritz Man Reicha Pot, Man Tane Omar Abdul and Marad Rav Shimon, Loban Rochim Tzchul Guva Kotral, Ike di Maas Laho, Hatzod Nochosh di Shabbos, Im Isasim Bishay Yishachenu Potter, Im Lufuachai, Man tane omer abin o marav rav shimini dom am lochish in tzchul gufo potar so mele if he puts a kale let's say he's walking on the road and then he sees a snake and he's afraid lest the snake will bite him so he takes the kale and he throws it on top of the snake and because of that the snake becomes trapped so is potar why? Because lochish in tzchul gufo he's not interested in the tracking, in the capturing of the snake per se in itself. All he's interested in is to prevent the snake from being in the position of biting. So it's in the Lochosh and it's over before. He's not interested in the tzeder per se. He's only interested in warding off the possibility of the snake biting. So it's Lochosh and it's over before. So it's part. So the male eat how from this noise. That this din in the Mishnah Hatzot Nochosh in Sasim Yisrael Chanu Poter, so that's because the Mishnah calls with Rav Shimon Nochosh in Yisrael Chanu Poter is Poter Mashayim Kei some male bot in the Rabbon Yisrael Seher so because of the tzar of the possibility of the victim even though it's not the Kach Nefesh because not every snake When he bites, it's Pikach Nefesh, only a poisonous snake. So the Gemara in Brocha says, Afu Nochosh Kol Chalikhe, so lo yapsik. In other words, if somebody doesn't finesse and there is a Nochosh that is coming to step on his toe, he's not allowed to scream. Why? Because he's in the Fneashkina. So the Gemara says, Lo yishan ole Nochosh, Aval Akro Pesik. Nochosh is what we call a non-poisonous snake, like the garden snakes. Now everybody says, the garden snake is not fatal. But a real snake, a poisonous snake, is fatal. Is fatal. So mele, Nochosh is like a garden snake. But a garden snake, when it bites, is not fatal, but there is sap. So mele, according to Rav Shimon, the Nochosh and Tzchul Gufa is Potter, if only involves in Tzchul Gufa the Rabbanon. So in Shmitzar of the Gufa, so it's Muta. Maschenken according to a Judah, Losh and Sukhufis, Fayet, so the Chayet, unless there is Pekach Nefesh, if there is Vio Pekach Nefesh, then there is no Shaila, there is no problem over there. So it appears from this Gemara that Kuf Zayin, it appears from this Gemara that Kuf Zayin, that the only reason is why Rav Yudeh on the Rav says to the Mishnah that says I'm not at the Shabbos, in Sassenberg, Shalom Shechem Potter, because it's the court of Rav Shim. But according to Rav Yudeh, he's right. Now there is a Gemara, now let's turn to the Gemara in Shabbos, that Gimon Dalek. That Gimon Dalek, the first line, from a small called Tukad Shabbos, Potter Avarosa, Bam Hanubah, the Potter Unita, Tida Sweet, and Tida Snoho, and Mati Smooth. So, Tesis says the Kashi, Pit Shabahad, Nishmuya, Nishmuya, the Hoche Sava Shmuya Mlosh, and it's called Book of Potter Reb Shimon, and you should tell me with the short, because the Gemara that Kuf Zayin says that the only reason is why it's Potter is because it represents the view of Rav Shimon and Tzulkuf is Potter. The implication being the contrary of Mlosh and Tzulkuf is Chayev, so Atzot Nofosh Shalom Yisnishach is Chayev. Is higher, and here Shmuel says that it's potter and even potter on mutter. How could it be potter on mutter? It should be higher. Would Kira Moon be doubling his happen so that Rav Shimon Losh and so do for so that Rav Yudeh? The Kira Saman Tam, the Shmuel Koma, the Rav Shimon Domin Losh and so do for potter, the Hamlet Lab potter on mutter. Moish Machia Shmuel is it here. If I did potter on mutter, Koma, he lay in the steel like Rav Shimon, who knew. We don't come with Rav Shimon, the Rav that the Moshe is to do for his potter, the Rav and the Rav Basroi, so what can was it originally? So that's how many times there is, then Chnam, Shmuel doesn't say, I'll leave it a day. So Tzod Mochosh, so he is Nisha, is Muta, because I'll leave it a day, he passed it like a few day, so he's even higher, if he's higher, he's involved in Lohad Raise, so there is no heter of Tzar. But Shmuel says, when usually when the Mishnah or the Braise say employ Lawash and Potter, it means Potter Abosa. Here, when the Mishnah employs the Losh and Potter, Atzod Nochosh, the Tzera, Shalom, Yis, Nisha, Potter, it means Potter Mita. Because that Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. But Al Libidi himself, the Shmuel, he passes like a Buddha, so it will be higher too. So, of course, it's us. This is what happened. Now, so there is a Chaim that he mentioned the Kashi against the Rambam. So according to Tetz the Kamitam, according to the Yudeh, so Tzod Nochosh Shalini is Nishach or Makis Mursi, in order to squeeze out the pus, which is the Chaim. And the Rambam passed things like Shmuel, not like Hobbit, that Lohosh and Tzod Nochosh is Chayev, and still he passed in Tzod Nochosh on his Nisha, his Potter and Mutter, Mapis Murse, if it's not Las is Lope, so his Potter and Mutter, so the death of Chayim was discussed many times, so Chayim did the Teretz, because by Tzod Nochosh, Shalom is Nisha, so not only it's Mulosh and Spoilers, it's a situation in Lichtus Lay also. It's a situation we have to say also. So maybe, so the question is, and like the whole Pshite, the situation we have to say is Muta, we don't have to resolve to the whole Pshite, the situation we have to say is Muta, even on the Rabbanu. Because even if we accept the whole Pshite on the Raisa level, and on the Rabbanu level, we don't accept it, like the reading Suez. So he accepts it on the Raisa level, but not on the Rabbanu level. So it's also right. So, the Rambam Shite is like the Oruch and the Raisalem. You don't have to say the Rambam Shite is like the Oruch and the Raisalem, but I mean the Raisalem. So, Mele is the situation to hear firstly. So, even if we assume that the Rabbanim is especially for the Yisrael, but here I'm Shmitzare. So, it's Muta. Here I'm Shmitzare is Muta. So, the question is, so why does the Yivore in Shabbos, that Kuf Zayin say, Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Hatzod Nochosh, Hatzod Nochosh, in the Tzeirach Shalom Yis Nishach, is Potter, because Locha Shins Rolgufa, in addition being the Tifu Silvach and Rolgufa is high, so then Salinis is Rav Lishitose, because Rav Pas means like Rabbi Udein Kolater Kulein Belshim is Chavet, and so in Kolater Kulein according to Rabbi Udein. Doroshim is Chavet is high, by Shabbos, Rav is Meide, Stilfke says, that Midrash is not high, Doroshim is Chavet. Because there is a chisom of Midrash Machsheves. So when is there a chisom of Midrash Machsheves? When there is modification altogether. In other words, somebody walks on grass on Shabbos. And it walks out of grass. It's not higher even according to Rabbi. Why? Because it's not Midrash Machsheves. But Midrash Machsheves is expressive of a din of Yidia. In other words, in order to be higher on Shabbos, he must know that he's doing it wrong. But if he doesn't know that he's doing melacha, if somebody, let's say, walks out in the Rosh Hashanah, and in his pockets he has many things, but he doesn't know that he has in his pockets many things, so even though he carried the whole day in the Rosh Hashanah, so it's no nice avera, because the element of Yidiyah is like, that's only when there is no execration. But where there is execration, so the element of Yidiyah is not like him. So then according to Rabbi Yudeh, even according to all Shite. So he will be higher, because the whole Chomi says it, that there is a general being that every Maisa Be, Maisa Isa requires Kavone, and without Kavone, so it's not a Maisa Isa. It's not a Maisa Isa. But secretion is considered Mishavein, so the whole Shite is, only secretion is considered Mishavein. But secretion of Mishavein is not considered Mishavein. Masha'in came, according to Rabbi Yudeh, the Dorosh Mishavein, Nikola Tehkul, is also in the rights. A Nozir, if he would be hated from the past piece, is here, and he'll tear out here the high mountains, he would have a soil. But by Shabbos is made, if somebody will walk on grass and walk out grass, will be proper. Because the element of Yudeh is like him. When is the element of Yudeh like him? When there is no secretion, so he doesn't know for sure that he's blocking our test. But where there is a secretion, except he doesn't benefit from the secretion. So then, the deal is not lacking, so it's higher. So Miller, Rav, Dafkuf Zion has to mention the reason as to why. The Mishnah says, Hatzod Nochosh. Hatzod Nochosh. Incubation in Mishnah is Potea, is because Melocho. Because Rav couldn't explain the Mishnah on the basis of Dorosh and Mishavim, because Rav passed things like Rabbi Yudeh in Kolater Kole. Dorosh and Mishavim is Chayef, Mashavim is Potter only when there is no obstacle. But here they express, Mashavim in the Rambam, he passed things like Rav Shimon in Kolater Kole, that Dorosh and Mishavim is Mishavim in Kolater Kole. But by Midr of Shim Tzikreishe, so that's all the Tzikreishe in Michal is considered Mishavim, and Mashayim Ki Tzikreishe in Michpesle is not considered Mishavim, even though in past tense like a Yudim Rosh and Tzikol Gupo, but on the basis of the Rosh and Mishavim is Mutter. This is what happened. But Rabban Tam doesn't agree with that, and Rabban Tam holds, not like Yorov, and Rabban Tam holds, that there is no difference on the Reise level between Tzikreishe v'lich beslei and Tzikreishe v'michale. So Meile Rav Tam says that when Shmuel says, Kotzer the Shabbos Potter Avalosa, Baman the Tlad, the Potter Umuter, see the Svees, see the Snoch, Shematis Murse, Shmuel only means, according to Rav Yudeh, that Lochashin Tzikreishin, that Lochashin Tzikreishin, for his Potter, so here is Potter Umuter. But how little did he that I passed like from Judah, Lord and Sukkot is higher, so Matis Mus and Sod Nochosh, Kidoi Shalom is Mishach, is higher. But the Rambam did he like. Anyway, let's go back to the Rashbo. So the Rashbo and the Kashim. Rodo Mashmur Kok to the Shabbos Potra of Los Obama and Tlad, the Chod Minai Tzidis Nochosh, Vahim Kedav Shemini, Kodamun Kedav Shemini Shvotzi, הצורן שלו יצא לך פותר, איפי למס להו עצוד נוח משאפס, מנתן עם רבי ומרב רב שימי נוח מצוד פותר עליו, איפי למימד לשמוע והי לב רב שימי סיורי, והודי חושב בעד פותר ומותר, הורק אמר, ומנדי פותר בו, הוא לב פותר בו עושרו, Ella Mutter hat Chilich und Eifel Schmule für die Wörter der Erik, man nicht mehr das ist, das haben wir damals gesagt. Aber wenn ein Heiboin ist auch gesagt, der Rebjude, a viele die Mocken des Eikos, Ella die Schmule, Ella ist für die Kavosse, die Mocken, die Käse. Und wir schmochen mit dir, Lotzit ist an Osche, Ich mache hier die Lotze zu sein, auch aus der Lierbeis, der Lierbeis Gachle schon Matres, aber Gachle schon Leitz, auch so Lierbeis. Na, hier, mit der Spellbart, aber dabei gehen sie auch aus ab. Die Rebbe Hude, so Rebbe Hude, ist Spellbart. Wird, in der Kedusche Arashbo, mit Haie, so, there is a Reishu, I don't know how is it here.
Also Rebbe Hude.
Rebbe Yehuda, spelled not Reishu.
No.
Does anyone have the black Chiddush HaRashbo? No, no one.
Sheila, please.
Yeah, yeah, all right. There it's an abbreviation, it's abbreviated. Reishu. Now, so the question is the way it's written, about Rav Haigoyim Zal Kosa, the Rebbe Yehuda after walking the Zin Kosa, about the Shmuel, Shmuel, the story of Kavosi, the mocking the Kehezek. Und ich mache nicht der Lotz des Anochers, und wir haben die Gachle schon Matres, aber Gachle schon Leitzos oder Beizor. Und mein Herr Fress, das ist der Loch des Eiles. Wenn ich ihm, die Gachle schon Leitzi, Adam Dummes, die Zwerde, die Tese Glow, wir kriegen schon Nireis, Peers, meine Brüder. People see why, when the Gachle schon Leitz, as long as it's burning hot, it has a red glow. So people see it, so no one, people, I'm not blind,
they
so they will not step on it. Avot shamatres, so even if it's burning hot, if it doesn't have a glow, Avot pishikov so kidney shirchamo sirepesi, veinemires lumazekes, eilu dira rabin haigoyim zau, vichim kosub arabo aloches, birar zau, uminateimeu, hichita shmuel tzidus nochos, shim loche de reise mishmazeke, Ihr Schreier, die Frieden, die Darke, die Hasid, wir haben die Seiten, die dieser Konnes nach Poshes Choshefrei, Schmuel, die Efschel, die Rabbi, die Säuer benennen, die im See, Säuer, Selle, ich mehr benennen, Maschenke, mit Wachle, Schleitz, do in Hoi Leches und Masekes, wie Cholech und Jochel, ich mehr benennen. Aber Rabbi Yudel, Leila, Mosa, war Tüle, bin Mokin, Nezik. So, und mit Ivreim, Lomadu, der Rabbi Yudel, Afile, den Loche, der Rabbon, und ich mehr Loche, ich mehr Loche, ואפילו אם קיימא זיקי דרבים, שהם זאו קוסטו בגחלה של מטרס קשור בשמואל, ופוליג ועד רב יהודה, ובקיבו גחלה של מטרס ועד מן רבון נחתם, ואומרים פרק עבודה למילה, ממתקין השחר ובגחלס, והקימנו בגחלה של מטרס, אבל הוא בשלס, משמידו לב דרייס, ביהו דרייס. So he says something in the name of Rabbi Goyen, and he says it in the Alachazdeles, big Kiddush. He says that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that we are allowed to be mechabe Yachlo Shematzes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Lachlo
Shematzes. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda.
One second. So Rabbi Yehuda, it is assumed Rabbi Yehuda the Tamer, because who is Chil Kam Rav Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda the Tamer. So Rabbi Yehuda the Tamer is has a machlekes with Shmuel. How could Shmuel be Chil Kam Rav Yehuda the Tamer? How could Shmuel be Chil Kam Rav Yehuda the Tamer? And then the Rambanes the Kashi. Now let's see the Russian Rambam. We went over the Russian of the Rashbo. Let's go over the Russian of the Rambam. Oh, and having Gachos on Atres, Pierre Shabash is out. Du Rishayach Kigu Bihochem in der Reise. Und mit Rabon und Yosef, das nun weisam mit Abba. ואיך הגיל כניסקי לרבי מגוזר על השפוס, ואיפשר שכל צירות רבון, ואיפשר שיום הוא כנאו בגחלס, וישייך צירות על הדקלים, או יבירי צלס הסכים, שדהבה נמסקי, aber die Gachle ist lab nicht sagen, wenn man die Reise schaut. Wir haben am Mund, sag ich, Schimmel, ich komme wie am Mund, aber auch ein Ziel, der Rabbon, nicht auch ein Name, komm, ein Ziel, was ich hier, der Rabbon, der Lab, und sie können nicht klüren, ich sehe, bei Kilo, der Mund, um durch den Schrauben, muss er auch ein Tippen und Klau, aber durch die Reise, die Dame, die meine Dame, die ich mir noch lacht, die Schino, in other words, die Jungs, die Chip, die Toothpick, die Kottam, die Kratos, die Blöckottam, lacht, die Schino, Potter, אפילו רביודה, בכל מי שתיקונה מונה הוא אומן ומוסק מפות. אבל באו חזילס מצוסים, גבי גחלה של איץ, לס באיזה קרב, מה איתה מת? כמה דו יקב לי איץ בי סומקה, וככו זו לא בלי איזה בו, אבל גחלה של מטרס, אבל גב לי עוד הוא סומקה, קל דו מלחות לו, ועושה לו יזוק בו, ורביודה לס לי איזה כדרב, ושמור בלידו דאז בלידי כדרב עם פוליט הלב, He's poet on it. Here, do you have it abbreviation or you have it spelled out?
Abbreviation.
Abbreviation. Here it's also abbreviation. For the Buddha Leslie, the Rabbi, the Shmuel, the Rabbi, 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 בחיים בצילס נוחש דיכהזק שורש בחיים כוסה ציטו יסי פענת המתם יצרח it should be a חס because the מתם says something else he says that Shmuel only says a little bit of beauty but a little bit of nafshay so צוד נוחש ישחיים ומה בשמוס ישחיים בחיים כוסה פרח כבר ותאמו היכון מתיר נלוח את מורה משם הזק שלוי מוקים סקונס לפושס, ושמו כל הזק של רבים, כי סקונס לפושס חושס פרישבו. And the Rashbo also says the same thing, but the Rashbo explains it a little more in detail. It doesn't mean that הזק רבים על פקדין הזק עם הסקונס לפושס. It means when the רבים is involved, then we see as there is a church of סקונס לפושס. If a mute is involved, so there are ways warning them, preventing them, somebody make an announcement and so on. But when you have hundreds of people, so you go and warn everybody. Somebody might come in by surprise, or even not by surprise. Among the rabbi, you might have someone who doesn't pay attention, who doesn't hear and everything. Because if there is a rabbi, so many people talk, so so maybe even if somebody will announce, you won't even hear him, even if he wants to hear. In other words, in a rabbi, so there is a choshe. Maybe one person will miss it.
And step on the
yamah. Yeah, that's right. So, Yishemo kol hezik shol rabbi, sakon shol choshe, kosh shmer. Avo yinoche, shiim kin, noi, der abyudi gufo le meiro. So, the Rashbo says, in Malachidesh, that according to Rabbi himself, so even a kibum in the Rabbonon is not muta b'mokim ezek b'rabim, according to Rabbi himself. But the Ramban doesn't say it. That's the Rashbo's Kiddush. Because then it is contrary to our Gemara, because our Gemara says that the reason is why in one case it's muta, in another case it's not muta, because Shmuel holds that in one case there is only an Isra Rabbonon, and in the other case there is an Isra Rabbonon. And so an Isra Rabbonon, Al Gemara says that if Shmuel had passed like Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon for his potter, so then it would be mutar even Gachles Shalish. Anyway, but so the Rashbo says another Chiddush that according to Rav Yehuda, so it's also a b'mokim ezek b'rabim, even if it involves only an Isra Rabbon. And but according to Shmuel, it's muta b'mokim ezek b'rabim, even if it involves
an Isra
Rabbon. All right. So there is an additional chiddush in Chiddush Rashbo. He says that Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on Shmuel min hakotzer hakotzer. According to Shmuel, it's muta b'mokim ezek b'rabim, even if it involves an Isra Rabbon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a ribbon if it involves only Ruach HaKadosh. But the Ramban also says that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. So then the Ramban asks the Kashe, Aber noch ein Schim King Noam der Abjude geht Gufa und Negro. So, I mean, how do we know that there is a Machlekes? Why? Abjude says Mlochishin Tzichol Gufa is Chayev, but Mokim Rabin, so there is a Choshe of Pituach Nefesh. So Mel Abjude will be made it. So I think that the Pshat is here. First of all, that the Pshat here, it's not Rav Yehuda Letane, but it's Rav Yehuda. Because the Gemara of Kubzayim says, Man Tane, that Kubzayim on days, Man Tane, Omar Rav Yehuda, that's the Amere, Omar Rav, Rav Shimon, he's young, Lohash, and it's a little group of Potter. He can be Masmo Aho, and that is Nurs and Bishabes, in Lasis Lope Chayim, in Hitzim and Reich of Potter. Man Tane, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Rav Shimon, that Omar Lohash, and it's a little group of Potter. Wie geht die Massen oder Ho? Hat so noch ein Bischabes, im Isasin, die Schleiche, Chenu Potter, im Urfuhr Chaye, Mann Tane, Oma Rav Yudha Mara, aber der Pschimeni, der Oma Melochisch in Zerul Gufa Potter oder. So, in all these three members, it's Oma Rav Yudha, Rav Yudha da Meire, Oma Rav, it's Rav Pschimeni. Mashein came according to Rav Yudha de Tane, so Rav Yudha da Meire, in the name of Rab says that all these mishnas and all these prices that say that Tzotnochosh is Pilishoi Nizek, is Potter, Mapismus is Potter, Tzotzvi, Pilishoi is Nizek, is Potter, only I'll live with Rab Shimon, but I'll live with Rab Yehuda Yisrael. Who says that? Rab Yehuda Omarab. Rab Yehuda Omarab. Mashenkin Shmuel holds that these mishnas, these brises, accord even with Rav Yehuda the Tanit. So in other words, there is a machlekes. The Ramban has the kasha. How do we know there is a machlekes? The answer is, it's not that the Rabbi Goyen says there is machlekes between Rav Yehuda the Tanit and Shmuel. How could Shmuel be chilek and Rav Yehuda the Tanit? Rav Tanit will call it, but not Shmuel. Shmuel, he cannot be chilek. And Tane, some melee, what he means, it was written Reish Yud, and Reish Yud means Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda, but, and it's really Rav Yehuda or Rav. So, where we see there is a machlekes. In other words, because Shmuel paskins like Rav Yehuda the Tane, that Melocha Shemitzrich Oligufo,
is Chayev,
Mimele Shmuel holds, and still Shmuel says, Kolp to Radi Shabbos, Poter Rabo Loser, Biba Mikladi, Poter Muter, Sui Shabbat Lat, Tzod Nochosh is one of them. Im Kidei Shalim Shechanu is Poter, it means Poter Muter. But Shmuel cannot explain it the way Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav explains it. That it accords with Rav Shimon, because Shmuel paskins the like Rabbi Yehuda, the Oshem Tzchol Gufa is Chayev, and still he accepts the din, and Rabbi Goyen, Halavilis, and Rabbi Hananel, they reject what Rabbi Tam says, that Shmuel means to Libam Mitlav, the Potter Umuter, it means Alibe de Rav Shimon, but not Alibe now. Pashas is that Shmuel says it a little bit in Abche. So obviously, Shmuel is chilek and Rav Yehuda Marav. Not that Shmuel is chilek and Rav Yehuda Tane. But Shmuel is chilek and Rav Yehuda Damere. And Rav Yehuda Marav. Because Rav Yehuda Marav says that all these mishnas of Tzot Nochosh and Tzot Tzvi and Mapis Mose can only call with Rav Yehuda Tane. And Shmuel paskins like Rav Yehuda Tane. So, and still he accepts the Mishnahs and the prices, so maybe he is holy. So according to him, why does the Mishnah say that Hatzot Nochosh, in the Shabbos, in the Sassim Beshlishachanu Potter, and it means Potter Muter, because since there is a Shash Nezek the Rabbin, and Bimokim Hezek the Rabbin, so it's Pekach Nefesh too. If it's a Yochid, so yeah, there it is. You can warn him. You ignore it.
You block off the way.
Yeah, but in Rabin, you annoyed. There's always Shoshan Chayke, maybe one Yochim will not hear you on
him.
What is that?
Mappas Mursa.
How about Mappas Mursa? All right, anyway, I'll discuss that. How about Mappas Mursa? All right. So Nochosh, so Tzvi, so it's a Rabin, it's in the street. You know, there was a case that a tiger or a leopard
broke
out of the cage, and was running in the street. Where did it happen? In California, I think, near San Francisco, I think, from the zoo. It went berserk. A tiger or a leopard. So it has a grabby. But Mappas Mursa, not the Rabbi, we'll discuss that. Now, so Mele, so it's not a shot. Usually it is explained that the Rabbi says a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. How could there be a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel? No, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlekes. Now, so according to Shmuel, so Mele, the way the way Dalach Vila says, so there is no difference between Gachlash and Matras and Gachlash. No difference whatsoever. So just as there is a Nisa Kibbutz Mitraise, a little of Vila Rochitz from Gufa is hired by Gachlash Alayitz, so there is a Nisa Kibbutz Mitraise, a little of Vila who says Rochitz from Gufa is hired by Gachlash and Matras. But by Gachlash and Matras, by Gachlash Alayitz, it has a glow. So Mele, if it is not burning hot, so if it is burning hot, it has a red glow. So Mele, people
will stay away from it.
See it. People will see it. But Gach Shamatas might be burning hot and not have a glow. So Mele, someone might not notice it. They might step on it. True, but if it didn't involve the Rabbi, so then the day it says warning and telling people, don't step on it, it's burning up. But a Rabbi, there is no answer. Somebody will not hear the warning and then they'll step on it. So there is the Gachman. So that's why Shmuel says that it's Muta. But Rabbi Yudel Marav says, no, it's also, it's only Muta, I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon the Tane, but I'll leave the Rabbi Yudel Tane, it's also. How about the Gachman? So what is it? It's a Machlokes in Tzias, whoever is the Gachman, that's not his style. So in other words, we have a Machlokes where this kind of Gachmanetesh comes within a lot of Gachmanetesh is there, Shabbos. So what do we say? Because it's a Chosh Gachet. Because after all, you can warn the Rabbi too, but Chosh Gachet came on the Rabbi, hundreds of people, so a warning will not be effective. But Allah is that in the Chosh Rechit, the Kach Nefesh, the Kach Shabbos, and here in the Kach Nefesh, the Kach Nefesh, as Rabbi Tam says, the Rayim is from Yeres, Afil Achas Me'elef, Loi Motzim Shemei So, Mach Masrei. Still, it's considered the Kach Nefesh. How many women has shown life on earth? It happens, and even today, with all the progress, it happens. But, Bisman Chazal, it was more often, but even Bisman Chazal is not a shame.
What about
is considered a finish of Satan. How many?
You mean we leave her go after Shabbat, wait till Saturday night to give her birth? You mean?
Not the immigrants. She already gave birth.
Yeah.
But you have to Machal Shabbos. She wants to eat. She wants to drink.
Uh-huh.
So we allow her to carry the Rishon Sarabim in order to give her the drink.
Oh.
And if she doesn't drink, she'll die. No possibility she will not die. But after Achas Me'alef, Limatim Shemiz. But in Hilchim Pekach Nefesh Acharot, so even if Shosh Erechaitim of Pekach Nefesh is the Yechesh Shabbos, and even today, there are cases, cases where a woman died out of birth because she got the blood clot. So many times a woman gives birth has a blood clot, and that's a big sakonet. So most of the time something is done, but sometimes the doctors manage to do there's something for the blood clot, so she dies. So
What can you do for blood clot?
Please, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to tell. I don't know. And why are you asking me these questions? If you want to know, so you should study medicine.
Exactly.
All right, anyway, so what's the shaila here? So what is it? It's a machlekes, whether it is pikuach nefesh or it's not pikuach nefesh. Now, I want to tell a certain story. I don't know that you know about it. About 120 years ago, in Vilna, there was an epidemic of cholera. Cholera, you know, cholera. It was called in Yiddish, cholera, cholera. It's terrible. Yeah, cholera. So there was an epidemic. Now, that was about 120 years ago. The Pesach, the Poskim in Vilna, here at Tzedek in Vilna. Vilna, since the time of the war, they didn't have a home. But they have Dayan. But the two brothers, they are Vilnador, Rabbi Tzalak and Rabbi Shleimach. So they were the Dayan in Vilna. So they passed me the Holy Kippur. Every Jew in Vilna has to see a doctor. And to ask the doctor whether his condition is such he has a strong resistance, he could fast. And if the doctor said certain Jews have a strong resistance, so they should fast. They should fast. If the doctor says, no, he's gone down, and his resistance is not strong enough, so you should eat. So that was the tzachta of Shulmaki. Shulmaki was, there were a number of Dayonim, but he was the main one. And he was one of the Dilado. Rabbi Sholeh Salam was a relatively young man at that time. It was 120 years ago. Relatively young. And he was not a dying of it. And has shown like this, Rabbi Sholeh Salam would never pass him contrary to the Psalm of Shem like him. But Rabbi Sholeh Salam felt that this is the meaning of Machnefesh. And that Machnefesh, so if somebody is not Israeli, Sarisi, Shikodom, the Yerushalmi says. So Mele, a Chilk, he told the Rab. So I mean, the Indian of Pach Nefesh, Mokim Shish, to Hashem, Halachs Kamo, the Hamo, in Shaila, in Pach Nefesh. So, in Chilk, he told the Rab. So, that's a known story. I mean, it's a very famous, remarkable story. So, the first long term, and in Kippur, I'm sure there were hundreds of people there, so he went up to the neck and he said, I know that there are many Jews who are fasting. But the doctor told me that I have a strong resistance, but I'm going to meet Kiddush. It's a true story. And he made Kiddush. And he drank, and then every Jew in this medrash, they saw that first Ramta did it, so they also did it. So, now, and the first Ramta, produced a commotion, such courage, to cast him contrary to the psak of Shleimakir, was unheard of. But it was false for him. So he did it because, in his opinion, it was actually Rachel's psak was not according to Allah. So Mele, he walked into Bach Nefesh, so certainly a chilk in Kodim Rav, I mean, Zeit has to show a result in the death of a certain Jews, I mean, because of
the sacrifice. Even if the doctor says it's okay.
Yeah, and it is so strong there. As the doctor. The doctor said that the frontal is a very strong man. So the doctor said his resistance is very strong. And it doesn't make any difference whether he tests or he doesn't test. In other words, the doctor didn't give any guarantee. Even if he eats, it's still a possibility that he'll become infected with the disease. But even monotony wouldn't make any difference. Still, the results wanted to get, because he felt that since there are thousands of Jews in the world, true Rav Shlomo Achayer, asking that every Jew has to live after, but you know how it is. Certain Jews did not see that. And they'll decide the best. See, this man, my best friend, I always talk in the shul with him, he's testing, I wouldn't test. It's a blow to his ego. He can test. So I certainly can test. I'm stronger than him. But he was examined by the doctor, and the doctor saw that he has strong resistance. Maybe he does not have any strong resistance. But among the rabbi, so if it didn't involve the rabbi, so you can tell that he was listening, you have to see back then. But the rabbi will go to check up on every Jew and thousands of Jews. So it's called Nevada, there'll be a number of Jews who did not manage to see back there, either because they took for granted that they can pass, or because they managed couldn't, you know. I mean, they're having all kinds of contingencies. And some of them are not supposed to test, and they will test. So, this was one that felt that no matter how much you tell the people, anyone who didn't see a doctor has to eat, there'll be many who will not listen to it. So the only way to make everybody eat is if he eats himself. So he felt that is also good. That is also good. And Shlomo Achayer didn't know all these facts. But he felt that does not come within the category of Machlokes. That's the Machlokes. In my opinion, this is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda the Amora and Shmuel. It's not Rabbi Yehuda the Talmud. It's Rabbi Yehuda the Talmud. In other words, if it's a poisonous snake, so then of course it goes without saying it's grafted. But as the modern Brocha says, after Nochash Kolach Halimke, Loyapsi, Loyshamu or Nochash, Abu Akrov Pigs, so Akrov Pigs, so Mimele, so when Rav Yudel Marab says, Hatsod Nochash Impidation, Nis Nisha, is Potter, and is Potter Mutter, so it doesn't have reference, because it's like a Shimon, because that Mishneh, according to the Shimon Roshan Tzvon Gufo, is Potter. But according to the Yudel Roshan Tzvon Gufo, is higher, then is higher if it doesn't show Nis Nisha. So what does it have reference to? Rav Yudel Marab, to a poisonous snake, has to show it. It means, let's say, a snake, what we call a garden snake. Garden snake is not poisonous. So, but of course, how there is if a garden snake bites you, but it's not a poisonous force. So, according to the beauty of the talent, because if we know it's a garden snake, and Shmuel is ready, so not Shmuel is ready, in regard to poisonous things, then everybody admits it's garbage. But even in regard to a garden snake, why? Because mocking rabbi. So if we tell them not allowed to throw a kele on the garden snake, so what? You'll tell them because this is a garden snake. But you know, Bisman Chazal, snakes are mitzvah. Today, snakes are not mitzvah. That's why Mashkin Gluim is mutar now this year. But Bisman Chazal, snakes were something that's mitzvah. Was something very mitzvah. If you pass in case where we know it's a garden snake, you can't throw it here, then next Shabbos there might be a poisonous snake, and the Jews will remember, a week ago Shabbos. So the proper passed that you are not allowed to throw a kele on top of the snake. But he will not realize a week ago Shabbos it was a garden snake, you are known poisonous snake. Now it's a poisonous snake. So then they'll refrain from throwing kele, and one might be beaten and die. So it's also the gachna. That's according to Shmuel. No, that doesn't come with the Intifachim. Why not? Because we should be mati on now something that is not because nefesh, in order to prevent a mistake by someone in the because nefesh. So that's a machlekes in the end. It's not a machlekes in mitzvahs. It's not a machlekes.
It's a kind of a choka.
What is that? Choshen cheki is also the cheshavis. As Hamlet Tam says, Yeves, it's a choshen cheki. It's not even one chance out of a thousand. What is that?
And have you heard of the choshen choka?
No. It's not a machlekes whether choshen cheki of Pekach Nefesh is the cheshavis. Choshen cheki of Pekach Nefesh, everybody agrees that it's the cheshavis. But here, the Choshe of Tzakons Neposhes is based upon the fact that if we don't allow to be mechabed to throw a kele on the non-poisonous snake, so in the future Shabbos people will be deterred even from throwing the kele on the poisonous snake. So Avigdor Marav says that's not because nefesh. Just because it might be conducive to a mistake by a certain person, so that then it will be his fault. Why does he equate one snake with the other? So it will be his fault, that person. And Shmuel says, fault or no fault, but that's human nature. There are certain people who like to equate one with the other, even in cases of Pekach Nefesh. And they don't realize that we cannot be Midami Yilsa and Yilsa. So Mimele, this also comes in Kanesh. So that's the Machlek. I think that was the shaila between the Shlomo Lakein and the Sosan. In other words, Shlomo Lakein held like Avyuna Marab, and the Sosan held like Shmuel. Of course, in that machlokes, according to Rabbi Goyen, in Bahar, and Rabbi Hananel, we pass like Shmuel. Every parish passes like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yonah. So, Mele, that is Geshaya. I think so. Now, there's another Shaya. That Rabbi Shekhan is in Pasuk. It's in Chilek Dalad of Erachai. Erachai, Shubepe. In my opinion, is the biggest kule by the mission. And but it's told in the same question. The Misha Feinstein asked him that if a doctor, let's say, is called an emergency, he has to drive the car. He has to drive the car on Shabbos for a chilish shakon. Of course he's allowed. But then the question is, let's say somebody has to go to the south side, let's say, the doctor. Then, how about coming back? It's a tremendous school by the Mishnah. And one should be very zoya in mentioning the Mishnah Parishat Tzad, because it's already being abused, and people are making kules beyond what the Mishnah said, like many other people, like the So Misha Feinstein Paschus, it's a very valid Erachai, he just mentioned, to the pain. So he says that he should try to engage to get a Gentile driver to come back.
To take him back.
But if he cannot, suppose he cannot get it. So then he's allowed tremendous good. He's allowed to drive back himself. Now it allows the commotion. Many poskim of the day, among them that he was on an Orbach. So he was filled. And I have here on an Orbach, I have here near my seat. She was on, it's in Silen Ches, I think. Silen Ches. So he's filled with information, and he mentions that before the only decision in which he's filled, he inquired from the Mesha as to whether the Mesha gives him the Shush Bechel. Of course the Mesha gives him the Shush. But it allows the commotion. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Psaak is also told in that child in Machlokes that was between Rav Shlomo Akiva. That was all found there. But, in my opinion, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Psaak is an extension of Rav Yisrael Salanter. It's an extension. Because the Chol HaPoches, now, the Chol HaPoches, we'll soon see what Gemore Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't mention the story of Rav Yisrael Salanter, this I'm saying that. And Rav Shlomo Akiyan, he mentions the Gemore and Rav, we'll soon see it. But, it's very likely one can argue with a lack of cogency, I mean, with logical arguments, that even according to Rabbi Shmuel Salanter, but we couldn't go so far, because at least in the case of Rabbi Shmuel Salanter, so true, there was no, let's say, Rabbi Shmuel Salanter himself. He asked the doctor told him he has a strong resistance, but he went and ate on the bime in Kippur in order that no Jew in the Bismetra Shreya should be deterred from meeting a Jew who did not ask it out. So still Rav Shlomo Akiyan felt no, because that's not the confrontation. Because is there any logical connection between Rav Shlomo sitting and the other Jews, Sakone? No logical connection. The connection arises from the fact that many Jews, Bismedresh, will, Shaloi Kedin, decide to fast. Shaloi Kedin, because Rav Shlomo Akiyan also asking anyone who did not get an assurance from a doctor that he has a strong resistance, cannot fast. But there are many Jews who are not motivated by Aloha, and they are motivated just by Frumkeit, and they think that it's more frum to fast than to eat. So maybe they'll make that mistake. So Shlomo Akiyan held. You cannot give a heter to a person that's full of hunter to eat a keeper, because another Jew will make a mistake. That you cannot do. And Shlomo Akiyan said no, but you may change such. There are many Jews who are not in Torah, they're not plumbing, and they don't know. And some melee, and the Jew who will fast, even though Al-Bedin is not allowed to fast, will act in good faith. Some melee, in order to dispel that mistake by another Jew, so it is necessary for the Shmuel Salanter to eat and to be Me'al-Mikika. Mashinkin here, why? So the Misha Feinstein Paschim, this is an extension of Rabbi Shmuel Salanter's Psaak. It's much more beyond Rabbi Shmuel Salanter's Psaak. Because here, let's say, if the doctor would be a real Ben Torah, and a real Yireel Kid, if he's told, you can drive to the south side, but you cannot come back. But the doctor, his wife and children will be furious at him. I mean, how can he do that? So, if Ramesh Feinstein Paschim, you can't lie back, he's not a Chofetz Chaim, the doctor, but this time he'll listen to it. But the next time when he's called, he'll decide what I need that trouble for. And then I have a fight with my wife and my children, and they cry and undermine his own bias. The other doctors in Chicago, why do I have to go to push myself? So, today shall lachshir on losin lami. So, but here, even according to the Bisholzer Hunter's point of view, so over there, if the Bisholzer Hunter will not eat and be made, so another Jew in good faith will decide to fast. He might be the biggest tzaddik, but not such a big one. But the biggest tzaddik. But here, a really, really king who acts out the Torah, so then he will not feel deterred next Shabbos from coming, from driving to the south side, because it will disturb his rest and his family relationship. Only a selfish guy so will be deterred. So we should give a heter to a doctor to be Michal Shabbos in Melachah D'Oraisa because he's a selfish guy. This is an extension of Rabbi Yisrael Hunter's self. Anyway, but according to Rabbi Shlomo Akeya, it certainly has no basis. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Hunter's self, so we can consider it. Now, what's the reason for the nation? Feinstein was not here. Sigmar and Eret.
What's the difference if the person who makes a mistake is in good faith and the person who makes a mistake is won't be called you? There's
now,
still a mistake that might be.
I'll ask you a question. Suppose somebody is a chirushei b'sakon. A chirushei b'sakon. He has to have a doctor. And the doctor, the shayla can be not after on Shabbos. And he will be there. So, you tell a certain doctor, he's a big doctor, he has to walk. I mean, there is no car, it's not Shabbos. So, he has to walk 5 miles. He has to walk five miles. So, and we ask him to walk 5 miles. And he says the Lord, he will say to Ramesh Feinstein, Ramesh Feinstein will ask him to walk 5 miles to attempt to get to finish in this time. So he said, all right, I'll walk 5 miles, but I want to have a heter that after I attend to him, so I should be allowed to eat a ham sandwich. I like ham sandwich. If you give me a heter to eat a ham sandwich, so then I'll walk 5 miles. So Ramesh Feinstein, I'm sure if he said that to Ramesh Feinstein and said, if you have to eat a ham sandwich in order to have strength to walk 5 miles, then you are certainly allowed to eat a ham sandwich. But to eat a ham sandwich after you attend to the chirush. Okay. And suppose you'll say something, I'm not going unless you give me a heter. So I don't think that Ramesh Feinstein would give me a heter to eat a ham sandwich. Ramesh Feinstein might say, listen, no one is going to stop you from eating ham sandwich. But you're not allowed to eat ham sandwich after you attend to the chirush. In other words, when without chirush Shabbos, so, or achilas yom kippur, another person in good faith, in an innocent way, might become a misukin. Then we understand that. But in an innocent way, there will not be any sakam. But just out of capriciousness, so if there will be sakam, so it's his fault. So only thing is, maybe Rav Moshe Feinstein is allowed to falsify the halacha in order to save the life of another person. So that's the yam shishrim will come. One is not allowed, even in case of Pekuach Nefesh, to falsify the Allah. One is not allowed. He mentions it from the Gemara, Shir Shal Yisroel, Shemagash Shir Shalachu, his potter, Shir Shalachu, Shir Yisroel, his chayet, Malch Yisroel, sent shluch in any cells, Lamedi son kolateo, so then, this touch kolateo kolateo, so then at the end, they said, kolateo, Shalachem, no, Mishabachas. Who's that? Is it like that? Shirsha is discriminatory against their owners. Shirsha is choshen of a shishlak and his potter. Shalak and shinoga, shishlak for a shoes for a is high. So discriminatory. So then there was a sakon for the Jews. So a mess occurred that they forgot it. They forgot it. So they have shown as a kashi. So didn't they know that Malchus family would resent such a halacha? So they could have told them, Shesha is false, and that Shesha Lakum is high. They have to tell them the deed. So the Rashlim says it's a raya that falsifying the halacha, if somebody doesn't know the halacha, so he can tell him all the things in the world, he doesn't know, so he doesn't know, no avail. But if somebody knows the halacha, and he falsifying the halacha, so it's in galachon the Torah. It's like a ptosis. So it's like a bizarre, so it's your way out. So I don't think the Tramisha Panishtim would ever give a heper to a person to meet himself with each other, to do any avail because of circumstances. Because it's not, there is no connection. The Cholapoch is in the case of the social hunter. So then it was conducive to the Sakon. Without any Jew being an avar and being capricious. Just didn't know. But here, it's here. So why is it conducive to Pidach Medresh of another person in the next Shabbos? Because this doctor is a selfish guy. So there, because of that, so she, it's a big fear. And the Ramesh Pashtun, we might accept on the basis of the Gemara and the Mutsung over the Gemara. Now, and but one thing, I know everybody mentions, you know, Ramesh's Chubek. Ramesh says in the Chubek that he should try to get the Gentile driver. And if there is any possibility of getting the Gentile driver, and 99% of the cases today, we can get it. Only when it's vanishing possible and he thinks that it will undermine his old Shalom Bayis. It's not because of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is not Eichet. So Mele Shalom Lachshom Osid Lavei, so he will be deterred the next Shabbos because of the unfortunate situation that people are selfish. But it's a big finish. It's an extension of Rebbe Sof. Now, what is Rabbi Moshe Feinstein doesn't mention any of these things. He doesn't mention. But he mentions the Gemara. Now, first, let's see the Mishnah. That Memalek from the Benzler. Mishe hoi tziu nochi oi ruach ro. Ein lo yaya dala damas. Now, ruach ro, the Rambam here says, ruach ro means Wachor, Shady, Mazik in the Tainach. So the Rambam in Persha Mishnah says, I discussed it in the Torah Mano lecture. Wachor, Shady, Mazik, according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Miri, has reference to every invisible Mazik. See, I'm Chavis Aneya, the Rambam in Persha Mishnah here says, Wachor means every invisible destructive factor. Is a wachor. Every invisible destructive factor is called chet. Every invisible destructive factor is called maziki. When the Gemara in Brocha says that there are thousands and revolvings of mazikim on the right side of the person, and thousands and myriads of mazikim on the left side of the person. So, what does it mean? It means that Chazal meant that they are supernatural beings with black wings and right side wings. That's not what Chazal means. In my opinion, Mazikim, Shady, there are a few places in Chazal that it has to be explained. But on the whole, this shot goes. Sometimes you find that certain Morris he doesn't. So in Baloche, a certain shot is can explain every place, certain things we don't understand. But on the whole, this sharp goes. In other words, these germs. And there are germs in the air, the cilia in the air, thousands and hundreds of thousands. So that's what it means. So the Rambam says, Mishel Hamchabes Aneir Mipersha Mishne in Shabbos Hamchabes Aneir Mipnei Shul Mishore Mipnei Akum Mipnei Listi Mipnei Ruach Ro. So the Rambam says in Pershah Mishne Ruach Ro Hu Eizechele Mechele Anefesh Shekerem Lei Malancholi Yedlas. Same word. In other words, it's a nervous breakdown. So sometimes somebody he gets a certain depression that if there is light, he becomes wild. He can become wild against himself. He wants darkness, certain kind of depression. So it's because nefesh. And there is a Chuvah Sarajbo that a nervous breakdown is considered like Pikach Nefesh, because the person becomes very depressed in an abnormal way. He can commit suicide too, and he can do all kinds of things. So it's Pikach Nefesh. So anyway, Ruach Ro means a destructive factor. Mishei Tzinochrin or Ruach Ro, sometimes, let's say, because of a certain paranoia, so he goes out of the city. So that's Rachel. Only Yalod Adamus. So then he's not allowed to walk except within the Adamus. In the Ruach, but suppose the same Nochim or the Ruach returned him, he's killed the Yotzo. Anyway, what did he mention in the Mishnah? One is allowed to go on the Alpayim Amo. Suppose going to take him out, Chutz L'Alpayim Amo, so then he's not allowed to return back to the place where he started. He must stay within his Dalai Lama. That's the Mishnah. Then there's another Mishnah. That Mandalat on the base, Misha Yotza Bashis, that's only if he was taken out by force, he has no heter to come back. He has to stay in that place. But suppose somebody is Yotza Bashis, so Rashi says, Kimi Ladies Achidesh, or Hatsum Nagayos, Nano, or Chachomo Habo, Yale, that's a midwife, that's like a doctor. Chachoma Abori Yalitz, an obstetrician, I mean. So he's allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. So then it's Vomulek from Asamaise, but before he reaches the place of the woman who has to give birth, so he's told, oh, she already gave birth, you don't have to go any further. So, Yesh L'Alpayim Amol Chokwach. So we don't say, he doesn't have the same being like someone who was grabbed and transported by nothing, by tyrants. But since he had a heter to go Chutz L'Tchum, but now the purpose was already fulfilled, so he can walk back Alpayim Amo. Yesh Alpayim Amo Chokwach. Im hoyo b'sei chatchum, ki ilu l'yotzo. In other words, if it is b'sei chatchum l'yotzo, kol ha'yitzi l'hatzil, Chizlun Kim. So that's more than the Mishnah says in the Reish. Because in the Reish, the Mishnah says, Mishi Yosef Yoshus, long way from Asimaise, Yeshle Alpayim Amul Chogwa. Suppose Chizlun Kim Shkise was here. And then he went
to rescue somebody.
Or she went to deliver a baby. So she went, let's say, 6,000 pounds, to walk as many amos as she as has to. But then, after walking 2,000 amos, so after walking, let's see, 4,000 amos, we stole all. That woman gave birth already. We have no reason to walk any far. So then, in that case, so how much can she walk back, the midwife? How much? Only 2,000 amos. Not walk back to the original place 4,000 pounds. That's in the case of Yosef Yeshus. But in the case of Ayetze, Lahatzil, can walk back all the 4,000 pounds. So there is a stira between the Reish and the Seif. Now, the Gemara is that Kash. That means, hey, Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 9th line from the top. Mem hei yom dal. Yichol.
Hayot zit mitzios.
What time is it now? I watched that.
1 o'clock.
What?
1 o'clock.
It's already 1 o'clock.
2 minutes to
one. I realized. I could have been out of the number 9. It's 1 o'clock already.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. You know what time it is in my watch?
Okay.
5 minutes before that.
You got another 2 hours left.
What?
You can have another 2 hours, sure.
Okay. It's quite important to have a watch. It's 1 o'clock or 5 to 4?
I have exactly 1.
Yes.
It's good, I know this. So the more I ask the question, I eat the hearts of So in other words, if somebody walked chutzul tchum in order to rescue somebody, he can go back to the original place. Not only 2,000 tamos. Let's say he walked 8,000 tamos from his house. He's allowed to walk back to the original place. But the Reisha says, V'am v'trei shal pai mamo. So, Mishi Yotzubo Shuz, Kinyuri Zachidish, Latum Nagayis, Nano, Chachom Apol Yal. But, so, after the two day, one of three shall pine ham the Sulon, Omar Abinu Marav, Shechidrin with Zion and Cain. The Pshat of Chizrin and Cain means that like, if somebody is Yitzel Hatzir, so then, and he has Kuzayin as weapons, so he's allowed to go back with the Kuzayin. He's allowed to go back with the Kuzayin. Now let's see the Rashi. Right, no, there is no Russia. Umay Kushi. What's the Kashi? Dilmo Lahatsil Shah. Maybe the same fare has reference to somebody who is not just Yitzil Roshus, somebody who is walks out Chushit Chum in order to be Matzil someone. So then the Chachonim were more lenient to him.
Why is it, how's it different than the midwife?
Please. Were more lenient to him, but the Reish, so he is allowed to go back to the original place, even if it involves 10,000 tamos. Mashe'inke, the Reish doesn't have reference to somebody who went out to be matzah someone. Just the shoes, let's say, Likidish Achidish. So there he only has a heter to walk back upon. Eloi Kashi Hokash. Rikashi Hokash. Oh, so let's see the Rashi. Dilma Lahatzel Sham, Umichi Yotso Gershud, he must listen. Ikeleik me baby Sachidish, Ufchachomo Habol Yalu, Abo Habol Lahatzel Meidi. In other words, the same as reference to case when certain, let's say,
went to the army,
the hobby, let's say, attacked Jews, and it was necessary for them to go out to help them. So there the Chachamim made a special dispensation because the Gemara mentions a case, sometimes it happened that certain goyim were attacking Jews in a certain town, in a certain village, and then the Jews from the neighboring town came out to rescue them. And they rescued them. Then they went back, but they left the Kli Zion on the road. Like, so then the enemies found out that they left the Kli Zion, so they went and they picked up the Kli Zion, then they came into the town. So when the Jews heard that the enemy is back again, so they started to push each other, so the number of Jewish casualties took place on their own pushing. So melee. So Yitzel Hatzir to rescue from the enemies, there is a special reason. That's why. So he says, Dumar Hasselshan, Dumar Hasselshan, Umi Sheyotsu, so Omar Abhuda Marav Shechit was I'm doing my Kushe, Dumar Hasselshan, Umi Sheyotsu Bershut Masnis, Nikolukha Vilchidesh, of Homa Abo Riali, Abo Abo, Hatzel Meidin, Nishlochu Shemoidin, Yodifacho, Hilkahatu, Tunami Consulia, so it happened to resign, but that shows the extent to which Sidi Yisrael can go. So they came back and they picked up the Zion. So if Jews will only go back 2,000 Tamo, so the Sidi Yisrael might come and catch them by surprise and they'll kill them. So Mele, in the case of Habol Hatzil, so he's allowed to go back to the original place, not just to 2,000 Tamo. So what kind of Ikash is it? That's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Now, Besni used to send out shluchim to the mountains to observe the moon. Mm-hmm. And then, once they observed the moon, so they went back to Besni. They went back to Besni and to testify. So the halacha is that once the Eidi observed the moon, they were allowed even to be Mechal Shabbos in order to enable Besni to inform Besni. Especially there's a question that Tikkun HaMa'ade is there. But suppose they came to the Besni, that even though they have walked Chutzlut Chum so many Ames, so Borisheino, they were told, Lo Yezozim Yishom Kolayim, in other words, Chotzer Bil Hoysa Bil Yerushalayim, Ubesyazik Hoysom Yishom, Ubesyom Kolayim Yishkansi, ובזדין בית כניסו שם ושוב הסדיר יסי סימן בשביל שהוא הגיעו לא לבושים so the Sanhedrin used to
indulge
them prepare a certain place in Yerushalayim in the outskirts of Yerushalayim so that the Eidim the Shluchim would be able to inform the Bezdin that there was a Bezdin you know ready to be the Kavalevis so that the Eidim Shluchim shouldn't have to go to the real place. There was a special place where the Besdin was ready to be in the Kabbalahs. So then, with Borisheino, originally Loyal Zosin Shonkalayim, the moment the Shluchim finished their mission and they reached that hotel in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, so they were not allowed to they had to stay there for the duration of Shabbos because they're not allowed to go chutzlutum. His king, the Bugambril Azokin, and the halacha is if somebody is transported chutzlutum, so he's not allowed to move out from his Daladamis, so here too they are treated like it. His king, the Bugambril Azokin, Shem Halkin or Taim Amo Ichorwa. So Rabbi Azokin was Misakei the three Shluchim after they reach, they arrive at that Besdin in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, they are allowed to walk if they want 2,000 Amo Ichorwa. Ichorwa. V'lo yeilu bilvat, elo av chachomo habo liyalit, והבול החצים נדליקים מנגייס ומנענור ומנעפילס הרילו כאן של עיר ויש להם אלפיים לכל רוח. So, חכום הבוריאלי וצמידוואי הבול החצים נדליקים מנגייס ומנענור ומנעפילס הרילו כאן של עיר ויש להם אלפיים לכל רוח. So that was a special takon. But originally, you're not allowed to move out from that place. Like Misha Yitzirun Noch, that was the takon. So Gemara says now, Umay kushe dung lahasil shane, elu hikashe ho kashe, ditman borishen olu yuzoz min shokalayim kule, hiskin amu azot mishin yishlam alpayim amu lchol guah, ולאי ובלבד אמור להפיל חכום הקוליאלי, והבול עצם נגייס מנענור מנעפרס מנדליקי הרי אם כאן שמיר ויש להם אלפיים אנו לכל רוח וסולוי בו אמרת כל היצים להציר חזר מנקיימו. So in other words, we couldn't ask a kasha as to the stira between the reish and the seite, because if that kasha had been raised, so we could simply give an answer. The reish has reference to one who's yotzei b'shus, not la'atzir. So Yotzvashus, let's say, like in Shachidish. So then, he only has a heter to walk Alpayim Amo, but not to the original place. The same has reference not to someone who is just Yetzir Hashus, but to someone who is Yetzir Hatzir. Yetzir Hatzir has a greater leniency, more of a dispensation. He can walk more than 2,000 Amo. He can walk back to the original place. So if the Gemara does the Kashe, between the Reish and the Seifa, then we could have given the Teretz. But the question is, between this Mishneh and the Mishneh in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishneh in Rosh Hashanah says, Habol ha'atzim min ha'gayis, min ha'nor, min ha'peiris, min ha'dleiko, harein kan she'yir, b'yish la'apayim ha'amol chol ruach, v'suloi. But if somebody is Yitzhak Hatzim in a Gaius, in a Norm, in a Pilis, in a Dleika, and he walked 10,000 Amo, and then he fulfilled his mission, so he is not allowed to walk back 10,000 Amo, only 2,000 Amo. But here, that's the mission of Rosh Hashanah, Lachot Gimel.